Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. The minutes are ticking until the polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. Big topic of discussion. Of course, we're going to welcome in Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. He's in this afternoon to discuss the turnout numbers in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let me go ahead and talk about the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
I don't know if you saw the Blues flyover today, earlier today. It was...
Unfortunately, I did not. No.
They woke me up. They really didn't wake me up, but they were flying. Their flight path is over my house.
Right.
Which is great. Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
And why I'm getting into this piece of information for you. National Naval Aviation Museum offering Admiral's Club seating. This is for all Blue Angels practice sessions. $10. Mere $10 includes premium seats, water, earplugs. Sessions begin tomorrow from the flight line aboard NAS Pensacola. A reminder, only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will have to be inspected. It will be one of those what military pilots call a CAVU day, which means clear and visibility unlimited. Mm. So it'll be a beautiful day for the practice session. I'll bet you there's going to be a lot of people over there on base. I would be there. But they come over my house, and I could just sit in the backyard and watch the darn thing, you know?
Right.
I love it. I love watching the Blues. Hey, you can weigh in on plans to rehabilitate the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. Escambia County hosting a public meeting, 4 o'clock, Thursday. Make sure you put that on your calendar for Thursday. They'll do this in the SRIA building on the island. Staff will conduct an updated presentation on where that project is right now and a proposed timeline on where it's going. There'll also be a Q&A session, and FWC conducting 3 virtual meetings this week for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt here in the state. The Zoom meeting scheduled tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. The findings will be presented to FWC commissioners sometime in May.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Once again, our sit-down with Robert Bender coming up in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. We also have some backups still on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day, high of 77, low of 70.
Okay, and watch for the flags very carefully. Red flags, yellow flags flying this afternoon, by the way. Mm-hmm. Red flags projected for tomorrow. We'll watch that for you. But if you have any plans of going out in the Gulf and you see the flags being red, don't even think about sticking the little feet in the water. It's a safety issue here, you know. And if you're going to swim and they're yellow or green flags, do it around a tower, one of the lifeguard towers, or a place that's being watched very carefully for swimmers. All right, today's voters casting their votes to fill Florida's 1st congressional district. Polls opening until 7 o'clock tonight. Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, is in this afternoon. Robert, let's discuss today's turnout numbers.
Well, I'd say all day it's been great. It's great to see everybody coming out for the polls. So we've had 17,800 voters vote today. And combine that with the 40,000 that we'd already had vote, either vote by mail or by early vote, that is... putting us well over 27% turnout for the election so far. We went into the day at 18.5% turnout.
Any surprises today?
Oh, well, I think it's what we've seen in early voting. You know, it's always hard to predict the turnout for a special election. The last one we did in 2003 for the same congressional seat district, on the general election, we had 17% turnout. So back then we had 177,000 registered voters. We now have 220, but we only turned out 30,000 for that election. So to look at it and think that we had already hit that percent turnout before Election Day, shows the interest that the voters have taken with this race.
You know, I was just thinking, as I look out our studio window at this beautiful afternoon going for us, do you think the weather had anything to do with good turnout?
It always helps. But, you know, I think I was predicting more, you know, weeks ago that we would see turnout similar to the primary that we had in August of 24%. And for that election, we only had 13,000 early voters. This last week, we had over 25,500. And so we could definitely see that there was more turnout than what we were expecting, which, again, I would say Escambia County is leading the area over the other counties in terms of percent turnout. And so it's definitely, I think Escambia County has something they want to say.
Has the Democratic turnout been surprising today?
I would definitely say they're turning out in higher percentage numbers than the Democrats. I have not looked at it today, but as of yesterday, you had about 25% of the registered Democrats had turned out compared to 18% of the registered Republicans. So you're definitely having a higher percentage of Democratic turnout, but there is a 40,000 vote advantage to the registered Republicans over Democrats. So, but definitely, the Democrats are turning out strong for this special election.
You know, I had the opportunity to drive around a little bit earlier today, different polling locations to kind of gauge if there were lines or things like that. One thing I was pretty impressed with was Gay Valmont's ground game here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She covered her bases pretty well.
Yes, I mean, I know they were having you know, a dozen plus events daily going into this. They had people at the early vote sites. There was a big event on Saturday that they were busing people to one of our locations. So they have definitely turned out for this election.
So will we go through the same procedure tonight? Polls close at 7, and then by 7:30 we'll know what happened.
Hopefully within a few minutes after the polls closing at 7 o'clock, we'll have those first 40,000 votes, just, you know, the results announced, and that's those early votes and the vote by mails. And then we'll update the result page as the precincts start reporting their results. For the last few elections, by 7:35, we've had almost, you know, 95% of the precincts reporting, by 7:35. So, we should know within the 8 o'clock hour, a good indication of the winner for Escambia County.
You know, I'm pretty concerned about our good friends up in the center area. They've changed their voting location. They've moved, actually relocated to the Billy G. Ward Courthouse on North Century Boulevard.
So it actually helps. 2 weeks ago, we had a special election in Century, and we used the Billy G. Ward Courthouse. It's also what we use for early voting. So the voters up there are very familiar with using that, the Billy G. Ward Courthouse, as a voting location. But just as we do with any temporary location or a permanent change, the voters get notified. In the case of Century, it was a permanent change, so they were sent new voter information cards. We have signs up that indicate that. And again, we just had a special election there 2 weeks ago, letting them know that. And that's they used the courthouse, so they were aware. Other temporary locations that we're using today, Precinct 98, as with any temporary location, we have to send a letter out to the voters between the 30th and the 14th day before the election. So we did that. We also sample ballots for any temporary location, included the temporary polling site. We do ads. We, you know, the P&J had a full page ad of all the precincts. If it's moved recently, as it is in the case of 98 or Century, those were bolded to let the voters, you know, draw attention that the location had changed. And then also with all of our press releases, we usually include something about temporary locations.
Okay, that's Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, joining us this afternoon. And we thank him for his time. This is News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And in just a few minutes after we return from break, we'll be getting a deep dive into some state and national headlines for you. Back in just a few minutes here.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Fence Goal Right Now with Chris and Austin.
And weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing the Avalon Boulevard. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees here, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 77 and low of 70.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending mixed amid uncertainty over President Trump's announcement about tariffs tomorrow. Waiting for that one myself. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks kicking off the new trading month and quarter mixed as investors await President Trump's plans on tariffs, which will be revealed on Wednesday afternoon. Investors worry that tariffs will fuel inflation and hurt economic growth. Shares of automakers were mixed ahead of President Trump's Liberation Day, and shares of Tesla popped 4%. On Wednesday, the EV maker will release its first quarter delivery figures. Tesla ended the first quarter down 36% for its worst first quarter on record. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Visa. The Dow falling 12 points. The Nasdaq up 151. S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Justice Department seeking the death penalty for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi said earlier today that she's ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty because she called the killing a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America. Mangione also facing state charges in connection to the murder.
527 News Radio 92.3. So you're thinking about buying or selling that home. Here's Maybe. Your mortgage rates. You're going to need these. They're a little lower today. Remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.74%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.13%. And if you're thinking about doing either buying or selling a home, don't do anything until you get yourself a good realtor.
Absolutely. And Senator Cory Booker has been speaking on the Senate floor for many hours now in protest of the Trump administration. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 6 o'clock last night, went through the night, and says he'll go as long as he's physically able. He's protesting President Trump's tariffs, steps Trump's taking to dismantle the Department of Education, and other policies, saying the nation is in crisis. The speech means staff, police, and others working the Senate chamber have also worked through the night.
Hey, a lot of open jobs in the latest U.S. jobs opening report. Though fewer than a year ago, Jenny Cassell explains.
There's a sign the job market held up but continued to cool on the last business day of February. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.56 million openings. The number is down by 877,000 from a year ago. Job openings decreased in finance and insurance. Hires and total separations came in at 5.4 million and 5.3 million. Separations increased in state and local government education, and federal government separations increased. The monthly employment report for March is released on Friday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And most Western Europeans support their continent's intent to respond when President Trump's tariffs go into effect this week. A new YouGov Eurotrack poll found that the majority of citizens in seven countries in the region are in favor of imposing retaliatory tariffs on the United States. Danes were the most supportive, at nearly 8 in 10 supporting them. The tariff announcement set to happen tomorrow afternoon.
Here's something to think about. Yeah, how much you sleep may indicate how brain-related diseases like Alzheimer's could actually affect you. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. We know getting good sleep is essential for good health, but if you need another reason to catch more Z's, researchers say getting enough of certain sleep stages could affect your Alzheimer's risk. Researchers from the Yale School of Medicine analyzing sleep data from over 250 people, looking at how long they spent in various sleep stages. Then they compared those sleep cycles to MRI brain scans taken up to 17 years later. And they found critical regions of the brain were significantly smaller in people who get less deep sleep and dream sleep. The regions affected are known to undergo early changes in Alzheimer's. Researchers say more investigation into the relationship between sleep cycles and the progression of Alzheimer's is needed to understand the link. But previous studies have long highlighted a link between lack of sleep and poor brain health. The findings appear in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Pentagon offering a new round of voluntary resignations and early retirements to its civilian workforce. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a new memo ordering the Defense Department to do so. He said in the memo that its intent is to maximize participation, and it doesn't specify what the offers would entail.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff there about, especially if you... Going back to that sleeping story, just still thinking about that one. Hey, the Trump administration now recovering unused pandemic funding. Well, here's Hillary Vaughn with more from Capitol Hill.
This money was just sitting around, even though the program that it was funding ended over 3 years ago. The money was intended to be spent on unemployment insurance for Americans that were unable to work due to the pandemic. The program ended in 2021, but the Inspector General found that four states were still accessing the money and spending it. The issue was flagged under President Biden, but he didn't do anything about it. Now DOGE is returning the money, announcing, quote, $4.3 billion of COVID-era funds remain unused and mostly dormant. $1.4 billion was recovered and returned directly to the Treasury General account, and the team is moving urgently to return the remaining $2.9 billion.
Senator Tim Kaine has put forward a resolution that would end an emergency declaration used to impose tariffs on Canada. A vote is expected Wednesday in the Senate. And multiple people injured after being hit by a box truck in Boston's Chinatown Tuesday afternoon. Boston Police Department Commissioner Michael Cox.
EMS responded to the scene and transported four individuals to area hospitals. Right now, at least one is in critical condition, and the other three are at least stable.
Boston police say that the crash appears to be an accident. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump's forthcoming tariffs will take effect right away after they're unveiled tomorrow. The White House earlier today announced Trump would
this
deliver
remarks that would make America wealthy again. This is Zach Gelb, sportsman sponsored by BetMGM. Sportsbook Please gamble responsibly. For Jerry Dulac, Art Rooney II said all signs are pointing in that direction of Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. And I truly don't think it's a matter of if, but rather when the white smoke will emerge and Aaron will finally announce Pittsburgh as his next stop. And even though Aaron hasn't played at a great level the last three seasons, once his move goes down, it will give the Steelers their best opportunity to win a playoff game, which is something they haven't done since 2017. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the Sportsbook born in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Yes, I was sitting back and enjoying the music. I admit that. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon, it is voting day. You still have about an hour, 25 minutes. Head over to the polls. They close at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll know who pulled this thing off by 7:30. So we will keep you all up to speed on what's happening. But don't forget to go out and exercise your right to vote. Polls closing at 7 p.m. tonight. Let's go ahead and take on the top three trending stories.
Yeah. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, here's one got a lot of folks shook up. Hooters announced on Monday that it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But hold on, that doesn't really necessarily mean it's going out of business. The restaurant chain confirmed it had entered into a restructuring support agreement with support from its key stakeholders. Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection allows businesses to restructure their debts while they continue to operate. That's good news there. If you haven't done your taxes, doggone time is starting to get really short. Get that plan together. Last day to file your 24-25 taxes in 14 days. That happens on April the 15th. And if you're looking for airline seat avails to Canada, there's a lot of avails this summer. Bookings for travel through September are down about 70% compared to the same period last year. There has also been a steep drop in land crossings from the U.S. to Canada.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, the women's Final Four field is set. UConn and Texas punched their tickets to the next round with wins last night. Second-seeded Huskies knocking off top-seeded USC to advance to the Final Four for the 24th time in school history. Meanwhile, the Longhorns topped TCU to move on. UConn taking on UCLA on Friday and Texas taking on South Carolina in the other matchup.
All right, 537 News Radio 92.3. New rule changes coming to the NFL for this 2025 season. Jared Max has the details.
No longer will NFL teams lose games in overtime because their opponent scored a touchdown on the opening drive. NFL team owners voted Tuesday to change the rules for the regular season to be more like overtime in the playoffs. Even if the team that receives the kickoff in OT scores a touchdown, its opponent will still get one possession to try to score a touchdown and continue the game. Regular season overtime will remain 10 minutes, opposed to 15 in the playoffs. With hopes to increase kick returns by 60 to 70%, any touchback on a kickoff will place the ball at the 35-yard line, not the 30. The tush-push play, still in the game. The push to ban it has been tabled for further discussion. Replay assistants will have more power, though will not be able to initiate any penalties that went uncalled on the field. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. And the Heat extending their win streak after crushing the Wizards 120-94 in D.C. Bam Adebayo netted 28 points as Miami won five straight now, and they remain in a play-in spot. The Heat visit the Celtics tomorrow night. That's going to be a bit bigger of a challenge.
Okay, here's something to contemplate. A controversial NFL play could be on the chopping block today. Jared Max comes back in and has more on this story.
What's become the most widely known name for an NFL play, the tush push, could get pushed out of the NFL next season. NFL team owners, general managers, and head coaches are meeting this week in West Palm Beach, Florida for the annual league meetings. Rule changes for next season getting voted on, like whether or not to allow use of the tush push, executed best to precision by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and the Buffalo Bills, who have been able to gain minimal ground when needed for touchdowns or first downs by having a player line up directly behind the quarterback to push the QB forward. While the play has led to seismic success for the Bills, Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott, who's on the competition committee, is leading a charge to eliminate the play because of potential player safety. Jared Max, Fox News.
And carbon monoxide poisoning may have caused the death of the teenage son of former Yankees player Brett Gardner. Miller Gardner died back on March 21st while on vacation in Costa Rica following an illness that impacted multiple members of the Gardner family. Investigators revealed that tests show there were high levels of carbon monoxide contamination in the family's hotel room. The room was right near a mechanical room.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A sad story about that, isn't it? Volcano has begun to erupt in Iceland. I say this and talk about this because my son, Tyler, in the Navy, he did some time over in Iceland, loved it over there. And this has got to be something else because I know, big deal for the folks in Iceland. Jonathan Savage has the latest information for us.
The volcanic fissure opened near a town called Grindavik, setting off sirens and accompanied by an earthquake, flames, smoke and lava shooting out of the ground. The nearby Blue Lagoon Spa was evacuated, along with some 40 homes. The same community was evacuated a year ago when the volcano came to life, having been dormant for 800 years. Iceland's Met Office says the fissure is about 500 yards long and has breached a protective barrier. The island has seen 11 eruptions in the past 4 years, none as severe as a 2010 incident, which resulted in ash clouds that disrupted air travel for months. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a staffer at Doge who resigned after alleged racist post resurfaced on social media has been reinstated. According to court filings, Marco Alez is back at Elon Musk's agency to oversee the cutting of waste, fraud, and abuse. He allegedly gave back his access to sensitive systems Doge was reviewing back in early February, but he was listed as a staffer in a lawsuit that required the White House to reveal the identities of the workers at the agency.
News Radio 92.3, it is 5:42. Kind of moving along throughout the afternoon here. I don't know if you've ever done any cruising before, but nope. I will tell you one of the worst things you could ever experience is becoming seasick out there. Now, more than 200 cruise passengers and the crew are sick with the norovirus. They're aboard a Cunard shipping line, so I really have to feel for those people. Gary Baumgarten has an update on this story.
The sick passengers and crew are aboard the Queen Mary II. The CDC says the ship was bound from Southampton, England to New York City when the virus ran rampant through the ship. As a result, the passengers can't disembark but must remain on board until the infection runs its course. The cruise line says they've completed a deep clean of the ship. The CDC says a smaller outbreak is reported on the Seabourn Encore cruise ship. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a fourth missing American soldier has been found dead in Lithuania. There we are. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters a fourth was found in addition to three other soldiers who died after a vehicle accident last month. Leavitt said President Trump and the entire White House are praying for the victims' friends and family. The four soldiers went missing back on March 25th and were discovered roughly 15 feet deep in a peat bog the next day.
It is sickening. That's the words of Escambia County's chief deputy, Andy Hobbs, describing an alleged dogfighting ring that was being run at a home over on Seamarge Lane and Lakewood Road. Hobbs says deputies were able to arrest 32-year-old Journey Purifoy. He's charged with animal cruelty and has since been released on a $15,000 bond.
And police in Lancaster, South Carolina, say two people were injured in a shooting inside a Walmart this afternoon. Officials said the incident happened as part of an argument between two people who knew each other. Two male victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to the hospital. One person has been detained in connection to the shooting. Lancaster, just about 45 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, we now know the identity of a drowning victim in the Gulf Breeze happened Saturday morning. 54-year-old Norman Jackson went missing Friday night after falling out of a boat near Shoreline Park. His body was located on the Marsh shoreline in Gulf Breeze. FWC confirms the investigation is ongoing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, do have some backups worsening on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading towards Highway 87. Also have issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And we also have an accident report on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound coming from Kimstrand Road. So look out for some congestion in that area. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. It's going to be foggy late this evening, so be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads. That's going to bleed into your early Wednesday morning where it will be a high of 77 and a low of 70.
Okay, calmer surf and seas are forecast today, but the strong southeast wind tomorrow is going to cause a high risk of rip currents. By the way, flags flying right now are yellow. Red flags move on tomorrow morning, so be extra careful. And as you are talking about the local weather scene, rain continues to pour over parts of the U.S. Well, Fox's Janice Dean has the latest look at your forecast.
A significant life-threatening flash flood event is setting up over the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and Mid-South as heavy rain continues to pour down on some of the same areas. Not only that, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible in some of the same cities. A late-season winter storm is going to bring heavy snow and winds for the northern plains and Great Lakes. Critical fire weather danger returns to the Southwest and High Plains with record warm temperatures for the South. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. Some lawmakers rallying for whole milk in schools. And Chris, I was telling you last hour, this seems to be a bit of a unifying issue here. We've got both Republicans and Democrats on this matter. A requirement was instituted back during the Obama administration for skim and low-fat milk in schools to cut kids consuming saturated fat. Health Secretary RFK Jr. called the low-fat milk guideline antiquated, and Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman is co-leading the legislation.
Okay, don't forget the Pensacola Interstate Fair is accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant. The deadline's next week, April 11th. Be sure and mark that down. The Fair Selection Committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds to assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
And mechanical issues being blamed for a flight from New York to Tokyo being forced to turn around. The American Airlines pilot departed JFK International in New York City late Monday morning and was over the Pacific Ocean when they turned the plane around, landing at Dallas-Fort Worth International. One of the passengers posted to social media website Reddit that he was given a hotel room for the night and a $12 meal voucher. The Tokyo-based flight flew out today.
Okay, Blue Wahoos are featuring and preparing new concession items for the 2025 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront. That's right there on the main concourse. Pensacola gets the 2025 season underway Friday night, hosting the Biloxi Shuckers.
And the Supreme Court looks like it may side with Catholic Charities in a case over exempting some religiously affiliated groups from state taxes, or at least some of them. The charity group brought the case arguing that Wisconsin's court had distinguished between groups that teach doctrine and those that do not, such as Catholic Charities. The state had denied the group exemption from paying unemployment taxes and says that employees will be covered by a church-affiliated entity if the high court rules in its favor.
Okay, 548 News Radio 92.3. Of course, voters heading to the polls today to elect a new representative to replace Matt Gaetz. The race features Republican Jimmy Patronis, Florida's outgoing CFO, and Democrat Gay Valamont, and no-party candidate Stephen Brodin. Polls closing once again, 7 o'clock this evening.
All righty. And a federal judge tossing out a lawsuit against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over thousands of COVID-19 nursing home deaths. The judge dismissed a proposed class action suit holding Cuomo responsible for COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, calling the claims brought by 8 families legally deficient. She said while the court sympathizes with the plaintiffs, they don't have a right to sue Cuomo in federal court over his March 2020 order requiring New York nursing homes to admit COVID-infected patients.
You are listening to Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola. Let's see here. Austin Price over here. Chris Bryan. The accused leader of an MS-13 is going to stay in custody after he appeared in court today. Alexis McAdams has the latest.
Attorney General Pam Bondi calling this migrant criminal the worst of the worst.
MS-13, they are organized. They are violent. They are committing homicides throughout our country. They are one of the most dangerous gangs in our country.
Authorities say Henry Josiah Villatoro Santos was living just a short drive away from our nation's capital. He had been in the United States illegally for more than a decade, crossing in from El Salvador. Investigators believe he joined MS-13 when he was only in middle school and is linked to a long list of crimes, according to sources.
And Washington State University researchers have developed a computer model to help predict which animals might be responsible for the next pandemic. The model uses AI and initially focused on smallpox and mpox to determine which host traits and virus genetics might be highest in certain animals and regions of the world. They say a proactive approach could focus on those regions to slow or prevent the spread of a new virus.
Senator Rick Scott introduced legislation Monday titled the United States Citrus Protection Act. Now, this bill will prohibit the importation of commercially produced fresh citrus fruit from China, a move intended to protect domestic growers and safeguard the nation's agricultural integrity. Now, listen, if it's enacted, the measure would take effect 90 days after becoming law.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some business notes and maybe even some pop culture stuff for you as we ease into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done.
We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, celebrating Easter at Great Southern, Fish House, Beer Fest tickets, and Jackson's Spring Menu Rollout tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Interesting story. You know, it looks like, though, okay, we go through the aircraft warfare. Now it looks like the below-water warfare is starting to take hold here. Submarine manufacturing has surged within the Navy, and the director of the program shares some details with us this afternoon. Here's Kevin Urinsky.
Securing America.
Admiral Bill Houston, the director of the Navy's nuclear propulsion program, was a guest of the Navy's SITREP discussion series Monday, where much of the conversation was focused on America's fleet of submarines. Admiral Houston says there's been a big change since the 90s, when no new subs were built for 6 years.
We are right now building more submarines in terms of tonnage than we did at the height of the Cold War. And that mountain of submarines we need to construct is only going up.
Admiral Houston also described why our subs are so important to national security, citing the nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines, SSBNs, as an example.
In less than 1 hour, they can deliver more firepower than was delivered in all of World War II.
The admiral adding,
if we ever go to combat, it's not going to be a fair fight, and that's just the way I want it, because we do have the best people and the best platforms.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And the mass layoffs of federal health workers is underway. There are reports that some Department of Health and Human Services employees found out early this morning when their ID badges no longer work to get them inside the building. It involves hundreds of workers, including some physicians in senior leadership positions. Jobs eliminated include those tasked with protecting Americans from infectious disease, scientists researching new treatments, and employees regulating food, drugs, and medical devices.
Yeah, when the card doesn't work any longer, you got a problem.
And honestly, that is such an inconsiderate way for them to find out.
Absolutely. It really is. U.S. roadside fixture has filed a lawsuit claiming a travel stop is violating their trademark. Looks as though beavers are getting a lot of exposure here this afternoon. CJ Papa has the details.
This name game turns into a blame game with a rest stop chain. Buc-ee's claims Barkey's is stepping all over its trademark. Let's paint the picture. Barkey's logo features a curving word style with a brown animal with a red tongue wearing a blue cap on a yellow circle driving a pink convertible car. Buc-ee's trademark is a brown animal with a red hat and a red tongue in a yellow circle, but not driving any type of vehicle. Buc-ee's claims that the use of the name and logos by Home Dog Training LLC, which operated a Buc-ee's travel stop in Marshfield, Missouri, falsely indicates to the purchasing public that they are in some way connected to or sponsored by Buc-ee's. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Seeing a lot of our congestion die down. Still have a little bit of backups on Burgess Road if you're traveling eastbound towards Palafox Street. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound towards that intersection there. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar temperature-wise, high of 77, low of 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I got a good one for you today. Billy Corgan and his new band going on tour. Miley Cyrus dropping a new album. And a lot more in Fox Rocks. Here's Michelle Polino.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Polino. Billy Corgan is celebrating several Smashing Pumpkins milestones this year, but he's doing it without his longtime bandmates. Instead, Corgan is forming a new group called Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, featuring drummer Jack Hayden, bassist Jenna Fournier, and guitarist Kiki Wong. The band's Return to Zero tour kicks off June 7th in Baltimore, featuring songs from the iconic 1995 album Melancholy and The Infinite Sadness. Corgan will also mark the 30th anniversary of the album with a special seven-night run at Chicago's Lyric Opera from November 21st to the 30th. Miley Cyrus just dropped the first two songs from her upcoming album Something Beautiful, along with two music videos, the first Prelude, and mostly spoken word piece. She followed that up with the album's title track. The song, Something Beautiful, features a psychedelic rock chorus. The album is due out May 30th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And actor Dave Collier says he's cancer-free after being diagnosed last winter. He was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in November of 2024. Actress Candace Cameron Bure, who was a co-star with Collier on the sitcom Full House, posted on social media with him and his wife Melissa that he was cancer-free.
And Candace, also a big star, Hallmark Christmas movies. She did those for years. Fox's Jill Nato is reported. Interesting wolf type story we want to talk about today.
All right.
It's our segment we feature called Take a Pause. But Jill's talking about fur flying today. Should dogs be allowed to fly on planes?
Take a pause.
Think you could handle listening to this for nearly 8 hours? A Reddit user said they had to listen to a dog barking all the way on a flight from Paris to Newark. The dog wouldn't quit, so that sparked the debate. Should dogs be allowed on planes?
It's not fair to have dogs in the same space where people might be sensitive to the noise.
Passengers at Newark Liberty International had mixed opinions.
They're not too big and smelly, it's okay, you know.
Some folks recommend drugs like gabapentin to make sure Fido naps on the flight. But if you don't want to medicate your dog, you could try the pheromone calming collar. Either way, talk to your vet before that long trip, or consider leaving Fido home. You can board them, leave them with a pet sitter, or take your chances on this.
No, they're not allowed.
What about a crying baby? What's the difference?
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, it is almost 6 o'clock, kind of heading up to that direction here. Our good friend, the director of elections in Escambia County, Robert Bender. Mm-hmm. He will be joining us in about 12, 13 minutes or so. We're going to get you this is his last hit before the polls close at 7. So Robert Bender coming up at 6:12 on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.